This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, taking a trip to a huge landfill, now a tourist attraction, right here in Southern California.
First, the Olympics. When the sailing competition gets underway, a lot of Chinese in and around Beijing aren't going to know much about what they're seeing. All along China's 9,000 miles of coast, sailboats, pleasure boats are still uncommon. Still, a business group in the Olympic sailing city of Qingdao is trying to change that. In advance of the games, it set up schools in six Chinese cities to teach and market sailing. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports.
Class is in session at the Weihai Sailing School. This morning, the students and teachers are nearly a mile out at sea. Minutes earlier, Cassie Zhang was ripping through the water in a stiff breeze. Now, her little sailboat is pointing straight into the wind, and she's stuck.
Cassie, can you tack?
That's Carol Van Keer. He's a trainer from Belgium, and he's spending the month teaching Chinese kids to sail. From a motorboat, he advises Cassie to zigzag back towards the beach. Vicky Song, who oversees the sailing schools, translates. Pull the rudder, she says. Change direction. But as white caps batter Cassie's boat, the 13-year-old with a ponytail turns stone-faced. Van Keer pulls up, and Cassie, a bit seasick, climbs inside. Song takes over her sailboat and begins bailing. After a little misadventure, Cassie is surprisingly upbeat. She says she likes sailing.
Because on the sea, it's exciting, especially when the waves are big.
Are you scared sometimes, I ask? Yes, she says. Sometimes you're sailing and you almost capsize. I wonder what her friends think of sailing. They're too afraid to try, she says. Cassie's among a dozen students at the school. It's backed by an investment group that includes a Chinese boat builder and a bilingual sailing magazine. They're trying to use the Olympics as a springboard to promote the sport. Last year, the schools trained 850 kids. Classes last 2 weeks and cost just $70. But selling Chinese on sailing isn't easy. For one thing, most can't swim. Van Keer recalls one student.
I had a girl of 16 years old, and she was always telling, no, it's too dangerous, it's too dangerous. And I sensed that she was very afraid of water. And also the way of swimming here in China, it's not the way we swim in Belgium. It's more like how dogs swim. They just try not to drown.
China doesn't have a swimming culture like the United States. Fears of drowning are heightened by the country's one-child policy. After the sailing program opened in Qingdao, several hours' drive down the coast, parents were so worried they stood on the beach and watched for days. Vicky Song tells the kids to tip their boats to overcome their fears.
I think most important is try to make the kids not afraid of water and also be brave.
On this day, the sailing is mixed. One girl snags her boat on a shark net, but others handle the ocean with confidence. Eventually, they fall in line behind Van Keer's motorboat like a group of ducklings. Back on the beach, Song tells the kids how to hold down a boat in heavy wind. She tells them to put their feet under a strap in the bottom of the boat and lean out. A little boy in green goggles pipes up.
What if they drop in the water?
Yeah. I'll come and help you.
The kids practice on an Optimist. It's a popular beginner boat that looks like a bathtub with a sail sticking out. The boats come from Zhou Intermarine, a factory in Qingdao. Workers make the boats in molds and then sand the hulls. Penny Ma is head of sales.
We just want to develop the market. When more kids know how to sailing, at least a few of them could be the good sailors in the future. Probably they will be the gold medal in the Olympic Games some years later. Nobody knows that. In the meanwhile, at least a few of them will see this will be their hobby in their life. They will buy the boats.
Ma knows she has a long way to go. Each year, her factory sells more than 700 Optimists worldwide. But in China, the number is less than 10. If she can get sales here up to 100 a year, she says that would be fantastic. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Beijing.